when it comes to contemporary times, there aren't quite so many books, but they are so interesting. I think of Nick Cohen's Trixta, Life and Death in New Orleans Rap. Ninth Ward Buck and Allison Fensterstock did The Definition of Bounce between Ups and Downs in New Orleans. And Roll With It, Brass Bands in the Streets of New Orleans by Matt Sacchini with Willie Birch.
Well, the streets are a theater, you know, a venue for so much music. And Matt Sacchini's book with Willie's illustrations, Willie Birch's pictures, capture where the younger brass bands are going at this time. It's no secret that there's something of a cleavage, you might say, between the more tradition-minded groups like the Young Tuxedo or Michael White's Original Liberty. I mean, these are musicians really focused on taking New Orleans style, the term Bill Russell fashioned, and polishing it and advancing compositions in that classical idiom. Mm-hmm. Come across the chasm, if you will, to a lot of the younger bands who do not play as strongly melodic a style of music. It's more driven by section riffing. The saxophones, particularly the tubas, you know, playing long, kind of looping figures. You can hear the melody, but it's much more of a street music, and it's animated.
And then we have that gorgeous kind of interior history from Talk That Music Talk, passing on brass band music in New Orleans the traditional way, from the Neighborhood Story Project with Rachel Brenlin and Bruce Sunpie Barnes.
You know, I think what Rachel Brenlin is doing at UNO Press with the Neighborhood Story Project, I think they deserve a major financial intervention, because they are capturing the history of these downriver wards that were devastated, shredded during the hurricane, the flooding. And the stories of people who came back and the meaning of the Mardi Gras Indian tribes in these neighborhoods and the meaning of the tambourine and fan club. Yeah, you see about it in the newspaper now and then, but there's a history there that is really profound and moving, and what they are doing in that line of books is so important, and I could not praise Rachel and Sunpie more for what they were about, and I would add Jeff Ehrenreich, the photographer, who is such a piece of the new book,
Fire in the Hole.
Yes.
And then Jazz by Ken Burns and Jeffrey Ward. Remember how we all watched that PBS series with such delight?
Well, he managed to resurrect the great man theory of history that in academia had kind of, you know, fallen by the wayside, or, you know, wasn't getting the same credit it had before. But he did it with musicians. And I, you know, when that series was being shown, I heard so many debates by people who really knew the music. Why did he put so much time in on this guy and he didn't give us enough on Jelly Roll Morton? And, you know, to have people actually arguing about a PBS program and whether Jelly Roll Morton got enough attention was rather inspiring.
The passion never flags.
The passion doesn't flag. The city rolls on.
We've been talking with Jason Berry about the very best in New Orleans music books. Jason, thank you so much.
Susan, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellas Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.